In Hofte Siv Dali, Afina Matsua Melutzot, Shein Yochel Lichyot. His head was crushed, so he has permanent brain damage, and his life expectancy is a few days, or no, even less. Afina Tishot, even for an hour. Even so, you check out up to his nose, if he's still breathing, then you're choice to Mechal Shabbos, even to have him live just a short period of time longer. If you see that he's not breathing, then it's a sign that he's dead. On Kofanim, we see here how important even a short extension of Jewish life is. That we Mechal Shabbos. People say, oh, I had enough. Nowadays, unfortunately, people just stop taking care, stop giving medicines, all kind of cheeses they have nowadays. You Mechal Mechal Shabbos to extend the life of a person who will not be able to be shame and mitzvah seven. This test by the breathing, it depends on the situation, because sometimes a person has a shock and he doesn't breathe, but you get him back again. This is a medical thing, that if he took some drug or something, it's causing temporarily not to breathe, and they get him back, for sure, you're not letting him die. But here's one that the thing that caused him to be in suffering death is because his building collapsed on him, or, and in that situation, like the breathing is a sign that he's dead. The first see going through the rubble and they see feet. So even so, you continue clearing out all the rubble until you make sure that he's alive or dead. So you say, find the top one's dead, not approved that the ones underneath have died. It's still clear away the rubble, maybe the one underneath is alive. As we know, it's always happening, these type of things, that the people on top can be dead. And on the bottom, the area where a person was did not collapse, and he's still alive. Yes, Siv Vav. Oy b'chachov m'shutzor alay ayoris Yisrael. Doyim that made a siege around a Jewish town. Yimboi alis came boma, and if it's just there to collect money from the Jews, then in the Hanami, we're not mechal Shabbos. I'm going to take away all the money. You're mechuyiv to let all your money be taken care of, and not be mechal Shabbos. All your money taken away from you, not to be mechal Shabbos. But this kind of fash is, but if it's a chash of they're going to kill the Jews, if he was down, and if it's not clear that they're going for money, then you have to be concerned that they're coming for the fashis. Then then you go out with your weapons to protect yourself. A border town, between the Jews and the Goyim over there, were concerned that they're going to change the border. So, and by those people, even if they come for monetary things, Mechal Shabbos, because do not want them to make any changes in the border and then endanger the issue further in. Ramah says, "Afil avoy adayin el roitzim lavoy." Even if you have information that they're planning to make an attack, then you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for that to protect yourself. Siv zayin yesh mishayimel shebizman hazeh afil avoy liskin vomen mechalin shelo yenichu yisrael lishlo v'lovuz memoyni agen v'aviskin foshes. That there are those that say that nowadays, even if they're coming for monetary things, but since they're planning to loot the town, and if the Jew's going to try to protect himself, he shouldn't be looted. If they may kill him, it's already considered suffix. Nefashis says there are more Mikomokonokol via Inyan. It had to be assessed. If it's a Shasha, it will come to Bikoch Nefesh. Then in the Hanani, it is Mutter. If not, not. So Tzayim says in his town, there was a concern of Bikoch Nefesh, which is from nowadays also. So whenever we have a Sabbath Kuach Nefesh, we are Mechal Shabbos. Sivches, Haroyes, Vinus, Sheyesh, Bo Yisrael, Mutarelis, Bayam. He sees a boat which is in danger from rocky waters, and the Jews inside of it, and it's on Shabbos. Chayin, and all Shoytif, overflowing river. Yochan, and Nilav, in the Yoy Kachovin. Or even an individual that is being chased by going, or even he's chased by a Jew, and he's concerned that this Jew is the type of Jew that will endanger the life of the first one. Mitzvah called Adam Rechavale Mishamsky Vilafilim. So it's the fashas about the mitzvah to do that. If you're going to put yourself in danger, you're not mechuyev to save somebody else because Chayef and Koygen. Even as a suffix, if you will endanger your life and the other person is definitely in danger, you're not required to put yourself even to a suffix. It's less than a suffix, just a discomfort. In the Hanami, you are required to do it. Don't be over quick and saying, oh, maybe dangerous for you. There's a special heter that if somebody had a heter to go out to fight in the war, so So when the battle is over, even on Shabbos, he's allowed to come back with his weapons and everything else, because if not going to permit him to come back, they're not going to want to go in the first place.